Hi, it's Alan Dodd. It's the 1st of April, 2022. I'm here with Derek Lawler. We're just going to have a little chat about desire. Okay, so that's recording now. And right, Derek, so you were saying that it's like a dream the person is having.
Yeah.
Okay. A fantasy? Is it a fantasy kind of thing, or...?
It's kind of... I was doing a lot of figurative couple stuff.
Yeah, okay.
And I was looking at...
So it's kind of... Is it a shemale, or could it be a shemale?
It is a shemale.
Okay.
Like the idea, or...
Right. And they're fantasizing about this shemale.
Yeah, it's more like... I'll show you. This is... Egon Sheen.
Oh, okay.
So, the figures down the bottom.
Yeah.
They're like clinched to each other.
Wow, they're kind of like mice or something, or...
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. They're very much together, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like linked in...
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and there's another, so that was kind of like I was trying to learn how to do a couple together.
Right.
But I was normally doing one figure on their own.
So okay.
Like the
female, the arrow. Yeah. Oh, I see.
So then it was like.
So here we have three figures.
Yeah, so the one on the right side.
The fantasy.
What I was trying to do was do figure painting and make it kind of like. Today, you know, like an update. I didn't want to just do the
right.
same.
Yeah.
So I was copying kind of like. Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to make the drawing more graffiti type.
Idealized. And I'm looking at their kind of, they have the big muscles. They're kind of very kind of masculine female.
Yeah.
They have a kind of a chest and everything. And
I'll show you. I don't know, I'll try to find your name.
So definitely, I can see in a way that is an idealized person there. They have a great muscle structure.
Yeah. I'll show you the one.
Yeah.
Brazil. I'll show you. I don't know, something like that. I found an image. I was trying to do an image that represented the ideal shemale.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So,
I wonder how many, like, what percentage of the population are females?
Very
like
slight.
0.05 or something.
Yeah.
But there be, it'll be.
Bruna.
I must look that up actually.
Will there be any?
View of it there.
That's the girl. I'm trying to find.
Okay.
That's the girl.
Oh, I see. So is she.
Yeah.
She's actually. She's not a female. She's a girl.
She's a she.
Wow. Crikey, she's beautiful.
Yeah. But there was an image.
She
of
actually.
Her. There's a non sexualized image of her.
Right.
Sorry, we're getting close. But,
Oh, I see. Jesus Christ.
There.
Wow, that's okay.
I'm trying to draw.
Wow, she's so feminine and so masculine.
Yeah, so it was like the ideal.
Are these people, hermaphrodite is born that way? It's not like an operation or anything.
No.
They're born this way? Or do they have a dick and they get breasts? Or?
No, but I think it's like I'm looking into her herself.
Yeah.
And she's like, she's quit porn.
She was a porn star.
Now she's like a model. Type
thing. Right. Oh, she's very
beautiful. It was more kind of like trying to normalize the fantasy in my own drawing type thing.
Yeah,
trying to bring it more.
Right.
When I was in the classroom, they were kind of going, "Why are you drawing pornography?" And I was trying to. It's not a. Porn is the easier access to this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's more kind of like.
Well, I looked
like
at the
if you look at that,
yeah.
It's almost like Da Vinci. It's almost.
Yeah, sure. Her body's perfect.
But even the.
Yeah.
Don't care what they look like.
Yeah.
Still
they're amazing. She's amazingly attractive.
Yeah. So it's more kind of like normalizing your own.
Yeah. Well, it's not the big thing with the females that this is a human.
Yeah, they want to be.
This is a human being. This is like a normal person.
Yeah.
But your art with the females, especially the sad ones.
Yeah, very aggressive.
They're very. Some of them are aggressive, but some of them are really sad. Like you'd say, this person is having a tough time.
Yeah.
That's why I call it 80s female, because I think you'd said to me, this is in the 80s.
Yeah.
What it would be like if you were like this. And it's quite simple to grasp, really.
Yeah.
But desire is a bit more going on, because it's the person is kind of fancying these females.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
The what was going on when I was making it is like there's bringing together different kind of influences.
Okay.
So I was like trying to communicate.
Yeah. Normality of
emotional,
a right.
What was going on at the time.
Yeah.
Just kind of like trying to come to terms with the past, which is like.
Yeah.
So the idea is this image here. It's
so the main image then, the main character.
Yeah, it was more like
now this is another person. Remember I saying this is another person here then, is it?
Yeah,
with their heads.
Different kind of, I'll show you.
Okay. And are they having a chat, or are they having sex, or
no, it's more kind of like yeah, hold on.
I mean it's not clear if they're having sex, you know what I mean?
No, it's more kind of yeah, hold on. Let me try again. So he has his arm over.
Right.
And it's more kind of like.
So they're actually embracing.
Death, life.
Okay.
This is kind of like the death of like heterosexuality.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So like,
okay,
it's always represented
okay,
the woman is lying on the man.
Heteronormative kind of thing.
And the face is kind of like green, is like death.
Because if you say you get married to a female, like you're kind of thinking, well, crikey, where do I fit into the labels?
Yeah.
Is it heterosexual? Is it bisexual?
Yeah.
Or it could be. It just makes it mock. Like all those things are only words and concepts.
Yeah.
They're not real.
When you get married, what happens?
Well, the thing about it is, Terry, the whole thing. There's
the
people
thing
who are in love,
right?
And they could be any sexual orientation.
Yeah.
But there's people who are in an ego trip and they're not in love and they have an image of a person.
The idealized kind of.
This is my idealized wife, my idealized husband. Then 1 year into the marriage, this guy's a fucking moron.
Yeah.
This woman is a right bitch.
Yeah.
She is not what I. And you're into your ego. You're into your ego trip then. There is that.
Yeah.
Whereas you're depicting reality.
I'm trying to get closer to kind of that one thing is not everything. That the one form that you brought up with kind of like hetero and all the art like. The woman and the man.
Woman, man.
So what I'm trying to do with painting.
That's a massive theme in all your stuff.
Yeah.
So far,
and
anyway.
I like, there's different influences, so there's like the Basquiat, there's these kind of things. And even in their work, there's hints
of
that they might have
different
been
sexualities.
Yeah.
But the whole thing, Derek, like I work in words and it's interesting. I was thinking, God, this is interesting because we have Derek's art and now we have the opportunity to put in some words.
Yeah.
And can we do something really good with this?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be doing, I don't know what I'm going to do. It'll be a creative flow process.
That's the kind of thing when I was making, I was kind of like, this.
So you're kind of.
It's kind of
you're
raw.
You're blurring the kind of concept.
See the figures on the floor. So like Basquiat.
Yeah.
Sorry, the two figures lying down here. It's almost like I'm deconstructing. It's like, fuck this is
everybody.
So the figure on the right is kind of like
so you've got this is this black figure here.
Yeah, you see the arm.
Right, yes.
So like the basket thing is like you rub out what doesn't mean anything to you.
Right.
So like we're going from the two figures here, normal.
Yeah.
This death of
sexual identities.
Yeah,
or,
and then there's like
the
graffiti thing is just like
this is beautiful here actually. I kind of was just noticing this today because I haven't. It's been kind of wrapped up and with Jake.
Yeah.
So today is the last couple of days I've had it out with the wrapping. I'm going to wrap it up again tonight.
So like the.
So this is another person here, Derek.
Yeah, it's like an arm. Graffiti kind of stuff is like, you just do kind of like. You construct the figure, like painting today is kind of like you construct the figure whatever way you want.
You draw it, okay.
So I used this kind of, I don't know how to say it.
So
you're kind of making up the body as you go along.
Yeah, gotcha.
And then
there's a definite arm there.
Yeah.
Except like shaking, going in kind of thing. I hadn't. Yeah.
I've never done kind of, it's not normal for me to do paint. Like, I'm doing drawing the whole time.
Right. So is this a pure painting?
Why don't I just experiment and
with painting?
Do the figures.
Right.
Whether they're professional looking.
Yeah.
Properly done.
Okay.
Or not.
Yeah.
And then just try and.
And take it from there.
Yeah, so it's kind of like it's expression, and this is kind of like more, you can see more of the figures.
You can see definite figures here, yeah.
This
yeah.
kind of stuff is like, there's a lot of kind of abstract, where like you can see the face, if you move real close.
You can see,
there's just white lines to represent
nostrils and stuff,
You can kind of make out the head, but you can't.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like, it goes into kind of, I don't know.
So we're talking about the blurring of identity,
like orientation. Some of this stuff is just done by picking up the thing next to me and just trying to draw whatever feels right to draw.
Let's see.
And then this figure here, I had some of this done already.
Yeah.
Which is like, what's normal, what's acceptable to draw.
Yeah.
And then this guy here is just like, let me just.
Yeah, you're just going a bit mad. Okay, okay.
And then I'm like, I'm just going to stick down whatever makes sense.
Yeah, okay, okay.
This goes down, this is glued underneath.
Right.
So there's no colour.
Yeah.
I start off with yellow underneath this figure.
Right.
And then I'm like, let's just.
And then you're drawing on top. Yeah,
let's
yeah.
Let's just go on a journey with the.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
White.
So the person's hand here. He's kind of putting their hand on their shoulder, kind of thing. It's like an embrace.
Yeah, but it's like that's
it's
their
a
leg.
Loving embrace, and there's their legs. Yeah,
there's
yeah.
another leg.
So they're kind of very.
Yeah, but it's kind of shambly.
Yeah.
Like figure, no, kind of wretchedy, kind of.
Yeah.
The figures, they're kind of awkward.
Yeah, are they having? Would they be experiencing some difficulties with the whole identity thing?
Yeah, it's more kind of like the Chile image is about their Egon Chile. He painted it because he thought it wasn't going to be any. It was like death.
Right.
Death is coming.
So there's death. There's death of all those old identities and heteronormative.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. 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 Yeah.
It's also the Basquiat stuff. It's like. When you rub things out,
yeah,
it gives it more meaning. You don't see everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't
I know
really.
What you have to make up the what's missing. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, it's fucking.
You
want to see it in the frame, Barry? It looks like it's bigger. It's put a big. It's just brilliant in the frame. It's fucking colossal.
I'll show you the
basket. Yeah. Okay, but that's given me a good. The one thing I take from your art is with the females is, and just from that chat in the office a few years ago, I was like, okay, this is a person. This is a person. Now, actually, it's.
Yeah, go on.
Has Basquiat got like a lot of stuff?
Yeah.
Like, was he very prolific and everything?
But his work is based on the drawing, so the drawing comes first.
Yeah.
You probably see similarities in this kind of show. So.
He did a lot of writing
as well.
See,
the way it's kind of like. There's a figure.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the bones. I'm trying to find it. This.
Okay.
You see the way the.
Wow. Very good.
So it's like you're making up the bones as you go.
Yeah.
Along.
Yeah.
White and black. And then you paint out things that don't make sense. So
okay.
Like,
okay.
It's. So the figure on the right is me trying to do.
Yeah.
Put down a base in black, then put a.
Okay. White in it.
Yeah. You see a line of white
in
the arm.
Okay. Okay.
And like all the figure there and none of the figure.
Yeah.
A lot of draw. A lot of. Today's kind of drawing. You don't even need to. It's more kind of like. Childlike.
Yeah.
Drawing figure.
Yeah. Especially with the, yeah with yeah
yeah.
yeah. But then you get a different entire image maybe when
yeah.
it comes together at
it's
the
like
end.
Energy of the line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha,
so like,
gotcha.
Be like this and then...
Yeah.
So you have the...
I'll just have a little look at this. Let's see. Yeah. gosh, I'd love to see Basquiat in, you know, the an exhibition. I've never seen it in Dublin. I don't think it's, I just can't remember it being in Dublin. But,
never been over, but that kind of stuff is like, he's known for kind of like, he can draw,
yeah,
but he can keep the same anxious line even when he's drawn with paint.
Right.
So it gets like a stick of paint.
Yeah,
and it's just like,
he's, so here he is with these big lines of paint. Yeah, yeah, I see.
He has one. Here, I'll show you.
Yeah.
I just got them through. I don't know. So like, just different. There's different things I can think of.
Yeah.
There's probably kind of closest. See the,
oh, I see.
It's like black. You're just kind of going and then.
Mm. It's a real
kind of
skeleton, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. But he's extended it. They've got the bones, but he has them down in the legs as well. It's very good. It's like the Irish language, you know, the old.
Yeah, so like I was trying to copy, not copy, the trying to match colours. So
like, see with the black leg and yeah.
Yeah, you see the blue?
Yeah.
So you're trying to compose the image by doing...
Yeah.
You create an atmosphere by making colours that are kind of harmonious.
Yeah.
Okay. While doing the drawing as well.
Yeah. Very good.
And like, apparently a lot of his stuff, there's a drawing, there's probably better. That's probably... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's just like, wow. He did a lot of these, didn't he? Like, he's... Again, I suppose he's doing their kind of, what's the word, their raw bones and everything is seems to be massive with them. Oh, yeah.
But if I did the figure exactly like him, you'd just copy it.
Yeah,
like,
oh yeah, you're
just a copy
of
something else.
Yeah,
so I was like, what can I do now?
That using the influence, but doing my own thing. Like,
so the figure on the top is more trying to be more kind of Renaissance.
But they've got they have that classical David.
Yeah.
It's like David, isn't it?
The figure on the bottom is kind of like, okay, my main influence is like the 1900s. I show you Chile.
Yeah, I'm going to open it up here now again. Here we are. Now, there's some writing over here. You can just about see it, Derek. You remember that? I think it's actually about the piece. You can't really read it on the phone there, but
definition.
Okay.
So it's like experiments. They actually told me when I did this.
Yeah.
They in the classroom, the other students, they were like,
"Yeah,
why did you write how to do the drawing on the drawing?" And I'm like, "Maybe leave that out. Everything they told me to do, not to do, was in that." And it still gets into the RHA.
Yeah,
you can't be telling me,
No,
don't do this, blah, 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 don't do that.
Yeah.
It's like going against, you're struggling against what's your natural way.
Yeah.
And what everyone is telling you.
Oh, that's it, man.
So, like, another girl, it was that one, they pretty,
I
put it up and I was like.
It was just like at the end of the year.
Yeah, the assessment.
Right.
So, like, one girl was like, why are you drawing pornographic images? Why are you drawing pornographic images of the women? And someone else was like, It looks well, but like from their feedback, the teacher said, "Don't go there. Maybe you can do that."
Right.
And I left it on the ground underneath the table.
Oh God!
So I was like,
and "Were you? How did you feel about it? Were you very happy with it?"
No, I was like, from that came like, remember the guy with the hat that we met, the art teacher.
Yes.
He was kind of like, just do as many of them as you want.
Yeah.
Just write down whatever. I was struggling to kind of. It's like being putting your own thoughts on the canvas.
So did you feel you had to go against the grain a bit with this? Like your classmates were saying,
"I'm a teenager,
no.
But what are you doing for
young
women?" First, I'm happy that you can see that it's actually what it is. I spent 3 years trying to make the images.
Yeah, right.
Look the way they are.
Yeah.
That you can tell that's a man.
That's a woman. Yeah,
so like,
but they're so abstract as well, but you can still make out man, woman. Yeah. Now, I would have thought, let me just see. You see, I suppose I know now that there's females involved, so my brain has got the, you know what I mean, it knows. I'll see.
Part of my stuff is kind of like, it's awkward in your 20s trying to understand your sexuality.
Yeah.
In your 40s.
It's still there, like, for some people.
But it's like, can't you still...
The libido is going a bit.
It'd be sexier if I was doing it in my 20s. You know what I mean? If I do an art in my 20s, like Basquiat,
might
bring more attention to it.
Yeah.
But like in your 40s or your 30s or whatever. Like.
Yeah.
But I think it's, what I was trying to do is I think it's kind of a comment on how backwards Ireland is compared to America even now.
Yeah.
That like, the work is meant to appeal. It's meant to look like Basquiat.
Yeah.
But I don't think Ireland is ready for Basquiat in the 20s.
Mm.
So it's like, I don't think it's like a Basquiat survived.
Yeah.
The two people that are the influence in the work all died in their 20s.
Basquiat and
Schiele,
okay.
And they died in their 20s with question marks over sexual
orientation.
Both of their work is kind of like, they're hinting now in the documentaries now that they might have been gay because they left out women. They left out. Society wasn't ready to have that stuff in the work.
Yeah.
And even, remember you were kind of saying, it looks like a busty man. And I mean, that might, in a way, the viewer in the gallery might have that question. And it's a good question for them to have.
Now,
is it what is?
So there's a bit of interpretation there.
Yeah.
For me now, I suppose I've talked to you about it, so I kind of see this. I see this person as a female. I see this person as a male, I have to say. And this person...
kind of like the
more feminine, I would say. So could be a female or could be a female.
Yeah.
If you had to push me, I'd say that's a female.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong about that.
There's a guy, I show you.
And then the arm here is hard again. I couldn't really get a. But again, I suppose that's the undefined.
It's like deconstructing the figure in art. Like '80s is kind of like. Not even need to represent.
We
have videos that we have horn that represents, you know, all I need to do is just put it on. That you can get a hint of what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And you make up your mind.
You make up your own mind. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think it's
I was trying to make stuff that was like so offensive.
Yeah. Myself and Damien were like, when we put them up on Yalty, we were like, okay, what are we putting in?
Yeah.
And we were both, I said to him, right, Damien, I'm not going to, you have a look. I'll talk to Derek. You tell me, and he came up with Desire as well.
Yeah.
I was very strong on the 80s females.
Yeah.
I think they're very challenging and they're very sad. They're really sad. They're they really. But that's great though, because it's I was hoping they would select that one as well, but we have this one in.
But so like I was talking to my counselor today.
Yeah.
And I was talking about whatever stuff, bullying and all this shit for the younger or whatever. And he was kind of saying, It's a positive that you survive that stuff with your emotions, your empathy for other people intact.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I mean, I see all those things as concepts, really, and they're not real. Like concepts, we're floating around in concepts. We're in a web of words, and it's a lot of bollocks, really. You know?
Yeah.
What I mean?
Like, so I think it's like a. To me, it's like a positive, playful.
Yeah.
It's
it is.
It looks kind of like
it looks
funky looking.
Yeah, it looks. It's got the energy. It's got.
Yeah.
It's like, are they having sex? Are they having a chat?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a blurring of the boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, it's an explosion.
What they were saying to me in the team is like, the drawings are good, but they're floating in midair. What I was trying to do with that.
Well, the image, I suppose, is kind of floating. But that's what makes it.
But the basket stuff, they're saying it works because it's like, great. You hit the. I'll show you. Basket. So, like, if you're seeing his. The colour in them. See the colour? The colour gives them a kind of.
Lovely colours, beautiful kind of color is that? I wouldn't even know what it is. It's kind of like orangey.
Yeah, I asked my teacher before I was painting, I was kind of going, how he's like, it gives them a kind of ambience or something,
or
that like they're in their own space,
or glow or something. It's great that when I was in London there the last time last year, I went to see the Banksy, and it's really well preserved. And he is the homage to Basquiat. And it's like it's amazing. Like,
yeah.
God, he's really into basket.
The other one is the
Basquiat had his own thing going, didn't he?
Yeah.
He had his own little. He had his own style, and he from the movie, he just looks to be on a roll, like on in a creative flow.
Yeah.
His whole life is a creative flow.
I'll show you the only one I can think of. So there's another. The last image Shelley did of his life is like.
How do you spell Shelley?
S C H E I A. The last painting he did of when he had syphilis. His wife was.
Syphilis was like, and it was like worse than HIV. Like,
yeah.
You were going to die from. It was HIV of the day, really, wasn't it? The Roman emperors, what's his name? Caligula and all that.
Yeah.
It's amazing now, if you've got any of those things, you just take the pill and forget about it.
Right. Hold on. Painting. Hold on, let me try it. Painting. He painted it. His wife died.
Okay.
They're not really gay people can't have children. So you have to kind of accept, come to some sort of acceptance of.
Yeah,
that.
Well, you have to.
So that's his final
right.
One.
This is his family?
Yeah.
Okay, his wife
so he painted,
and his kid.
He didn't paint the kid, but his wife was
right.
pregnant and she died of syphilis.
Ah, okay.
So she died with the baby.
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. And did he have any other kids? Or?
No, but he died soon after.
Oh, that's very sad.
There,
so that was obviously a terrible tragedy for him.
Yeah, but you see the way it's like the arm.
I see,
the colour of the.
He's embracing her. He's. God, that's very sad. She actually died from
syphilis. Yeah, that's. He painted in.
So he was imagining
the ideal
his,
son.
Yeah, he was imagining.
He painted in the son.
Ah, oh, gee, that's hard. And he died soon after.
Yeah.
And what did he die after?
Same thing.
Syphilis as well.
Yeah.
The book of syphilis. God. Wow.
Which
that's very good.
It's
more realistic, isn't it? Like it's
yeah.
it's it's a bit of.
Play, you know, if you're recording it, do that. Why not just put the audio?
I mean, I could put the audio. I can send you this audio. Where is my bloody audio? Yeah, could do that.
I just cut out the last plan.
There we are. It's 42 minutes. This is Alan and Derek again. I'm just wrapping up the interview. I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see you on yalty.com again soon. Thank you.